The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, the boat.
Broadcasting live out of Phoenix, Arizona.
I want to tell you.
Guess what, guys? It's hot. You mean it's hot in Arizona?
It's hot in Arizona.
Here we go. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome again to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, as I said earlier, we are broadcasting live out of Phoenix, Arizona, and it is hot. It is really hot here. Folks, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and right in front of me is our pretty little princess. We know her as Stephanie Joy. Now, folks, welcome to the show. We appreciate you tuning in 6 days a week for those that can actually maintain themselves only six times a week. Most people like to download and they just listen to us over and over and over again.
24/7.
We appreciate that. Mm-hmm. We really do. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. By the way, we just posted some new stuff we got up. We just got some, well, we're not looking for accolades, but we were just awarded by the Common Core Group out of Georgia, the state of Georgia, for actually taking a stand for our posterity. If you'd like to check that out, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's making its rounds right now. You can also check us out on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. That's posted there as well. So you can go over to Bradley Dean, two different websites, one personal, one fan page, Bradley Dean double E. Bradley Dean double E. Check out that website as well if you'd like. Getting a lot of traffic. Love the interaction. I appreciate it very much. As a matter of fact, folks, take some time and go ahead and post your response as to what you feel about the show. Rate the show, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, again, double E, Bradley Dean 1. Phone lines are inaccessible because we are broadcasting live. Now, folks, I want to let you know that we are turning talk radio into Do Radio. We've got a lot of stuff under our belt between California, Los Angeles area, Anaheim, so on and so forth, radio interviews, and tea parties in Phoenix, Mesa, Arizona. Well, we've done a lot this last week, and I think we've really made it count. We've actually took time to go over to the Phoenix Gun Show. We'll talk about that in just a little bit here. But again, friends, we're showing you our faith by our works, our love by our deeds. Deeds, not words, said George Washington, and he extracted that from none other than Jesus Christ himself. From 1 John 3:18. Now, folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, our pretty little princess, who's had an attitude problem over the last couple of days? Just saying.
You know, I really feel a little bit like out of it. Like my head's like going to spin.
It's the weather.
It's time to go home. It's like one of those, ooh, it's been a long day. And actually, it's been a long, seven, 8 days.
Well, we've been going from hot to cold, then cold to hot, and then yesterday we actually took the guys on the Sabbath horseback riding, and once we did that, they get sunburnt, then they come back to the hotel, they jump in the pool, and of course they're going from hot to cold,
hot to cold. And then our room is freezing. We don't get heat in our room for some weird reason.
I don't know. Maybe because it gets to be 100 degrees here. Maybe
you
that's
know, but
what
yesterday actually was like 73 degrees, which for Arizona, I'm guessing that's pretty cool. Of course, back home, it is thunderstorming, so looking forward to that. It's supposed to actually snow tomorrow, but you know, it is Monday afternoon. People are getting back in the swing of things in their work week. I do want to highlight some of the things.
I did want to say this though. Mm-hmm. I'm the one that's entitled to have a bad attitude. You are not.
I think I get one like every once in a while. I'm allowed just a little bit, maybe a couple days. But
Chase, did she have an attitude problem yesterday?
Chase doesn't have mic.
I think she did. That's probably good right now, right?
That's right. No mic for Chase. But, you know, we'll get to some of the events. I want to go over those maybe when we come back from our next break. But before we do, you know, it is Monday afternoon. People are starting to get back in the swing of things. I thought we would start off the week with some interesting, fun, and somewhat funny fast facts. Now, this is interesting to note because last night I did not sleep very well, but the average person actually falls asleep in 7 minutes. You think that's true? You think you fall asleep in about 7 minutes?
I don't know.
Well, who knows? You're sleeping,
well,
right?
That's
it's like
right.
You're timing
your eyes
it.
Go down in your history, right?
That's
for a minute.
Right. Well, the average person falls asleep in 7 minutes. Another fun, interesting fact. Now we're going to animals.
Well, okay, then I would be abnormal because I got up like at midnight last night and I couldn't go back to sleep until probably 4 to 6 o'clock in the morning for no other reason than probably, again, the weather.
I think abnormal would be a word to describe. We're not really normal people. We're kind of like...
We're different.
Different.
We're unique.
Unique.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah,
now,
in the abstract.
That's right. Now, let's get some facts about some animal lovers. Did you
not
actually,
weird.
No, definitely okay. Not weird. Unique is the word.
Okay.
One of a kind.
Yes.
Now, for those of you who like animals, I've got some interesting facts about animals here. Did you know that an ostrich's eye is actually bigger than its brain? That's very interesting.
Huh.
Did you know that a shark can actually detect one part of blood in 100 million parts of water? Now, I did know that they can, I mean...
I've heard they can sense it up to a mile away in the water.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you need to be very careful swimming out in the ocean for all you people on the coast.
Yeah, small cut. Hey, you go to Waikiki. Interestingly enough, when we were there, what, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago,
yeah.
I remember just... Not even kidding around about it, but just suggesting, you know, you got to be careful with sharks out here. Little did I know, the day before, a guy got his leg bit off by a shark right on the beach there in Waikiki. And, of course, in Hawaii, you never hear about that because they don't want to deter tourists.
Exactly. Yeah. They want you jumping in the ocean and spending your money out there on vacationing. But let's go back to some more animals here. A giraffe can clean its ears with its 21-inch tongue. That's pretty gross if you
it
think about
gross.
A very long tongue. What would you
never
be doing
seen
in
that.
Your ears? That's because you don't live in Africa.
That's true. Well,
you need to
I
watch
feel like
more
I'm
those
in Africa right
major
now.
Shows.
Yeah.
That's right.
I didn't notice any giraffes out here.
No, no
I
giraffes.
Guess they have rattlesnakes and they have scorpions.
Yes, I
bobcats
did see
and the such.
Rattlesnake holes.
Yeah.
Glad we didn't run into any of those.
I was looking for one while I was, you know, playing Johnny Ringo.
Well, you know, probably.
I was. I asked him. I said, is it a possibility that we're going to run into seeing a rattlesnake here? He said, you've got a good chance of seeing one. He said, what, 1 to 3 a day?
Yeah, but then the horses, you don't want them to get spooked.
No. Interesting about the horse, if the horse gets bit, he can shake it off, but he can't get bit by a rattlesnake right on the end of his nose, said our guide.
Huh.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Well, because that's where he breathes, and if it swells up, well, he's history.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, some more animal fun facts. Snails can actually sleep for 3 years without eating. Isn't that amazing?
Who are these people?
These people
that
have
are
a lot of time on their hands.
Stats.
That's right.
A lot of time. And who's paying for this?
That's right. It's,
the environmentalist
it's
whack
fun
jobs.
Facts, fun facts. If you want to go to bgnet.org, you can find more of these. Also, porcupines float in water, which is kind of an interesting fact.
I seen a porcupine plant yesterday called a cactus all
ooh,
over.
Ooh, did you give it a big hug?
I told my little boy, 10 years old, go give it a big hug and we'll take a picture.
Of course, he had enough common sense not to do that. All right, three more fun facts. Going now to some normal things. Honey is actually the only food that doesn't spoil, which is kind of interesting to note. It's, you know, it's an interesting fact.
Yeah.
Einstein, did you know, couldn't speak fluently when he was 9. His parents thought he might be retarded. Of course, now we know that Einstein's absolutely a genius.
And didn't his teacher also say that he would never become anything?
And look at what he became.
Yeah, you hear this all the time. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. We're broadcasting live out of Phoenix, Arizona. And, well, like I said earlier, it's hot. It's real hot. We're going to come right back. We're going to talk a response to those who blame God for evil and bring forth a consummation. Excellent stuff. It is making its rounds right now, and people really responded. Be right
back. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty Radio. For the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue by the support of people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Phone lines are inaccessible, broadcasting live out of Phoenix, Arizona. Back to you, pretty little princess.
Well, my last and final one. Did you know that I am is the shortest complete sentence in the English language?
I am.
Yeah, and Christ said I am, so I thought that was kind of interesting. But yeah, it's the shortest complete sentence in the English language.
Huh.
What's, I like it.
What's the shortest scripture in the Bible?
Jesus wept.
That's right. Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
Yes. And it was in John 11, and it's interesting that he wept, not because why most preachers preach as to why he wept.
Right.
He wept because of their unbelief, not because of Lazarus dying. Hold it into Scripture. Jesus said he was the resurrection and the life. He told them several times that he was going to, you know, raise him up. And what did he do? He raised him from the dead. And then you got preachers in America talking about how Jesus, man, he felt so bad for Lazarus because he was dead. No, he wept because of the unbelief of the people that should have knew better.
That's right, because he said, like you said, I am the resurrection and the life. He knew he could raise him up. Why would he be crying if he knew he could raise him up? Of course, it was the unbelief, like you said, of the people. That was the problem.
Did you want to talk a little bit about that award that Rob Cunningham from Common Core actually gave to the ministry? And I'm doing this not out of accolade, Father, or friends, or out of merit, but we're simply trying to share with the people out there about the award and just kind of lead you over to these people that are actually dealing with Common Core. Now, friends, I also want to suggest this, that we don't deal with the branches on the tree. I simply say let's just lay the axe to the root of the tree, because we get caught up in Common Core. We get caught up in No Child Left Behind, International Baccalaureate. Let's lay the axe to the root of the tree concerning what the federal government is doing illegally, a violation of Article 10 in the educational scheme, which they have no business educating anybody's students or kids across this country. That's the axe. But in this particular case, I think it's a good thing that they're doing. We appreciate the award that they gave. But again, we really want to highlight Rob Cunningham and his organization in the process of what they're doing across the country.
Okay, well, Bradley was presented with, it's called the Education Liberty Award. Robert Cunningham, he is the spokesman for Education Freedom Coalition and founder of About Common Core, we've had him on the radio program before, honored Bradley Dean and the crew for protecting our posterity. Now, this is a great award. Actually, Tim Brown from Freedom Outpost did an article on this, and I'm just going to read you a little bit of the excerpt so you understand the heart of us receiving this award. Dean told Freedom Outpost that the award and the recognition belong to the people in his ministry who have engaged in over 350 high schools across the nation. Bradley said, I'm just the cornerback. I want to make sure everyone gets the recognition for the hard work. I'd rather have them have it than me. This ministry is just willing to do for this generation what others are unwilling to do, Dean added. We just want to reach our younger posterity. Now, in talking with Tim Brown from Freedom Outpost, you also stated, Bradley, that Obama has enough common sense to know who to go to. It is the older generation who is trying to figure out what the problem is. We don't want to be a part of the problem. We want to be a part of the solution. As far as I see it, Obama is on my territory, and he needs to back off. And, of course, we have often said that if we don't bless this younger generation in America, they will rise up and curse us, and we're seeing evidence of that now. And it goes on and on and on.
You know, what's interesting about that is we did some interviews out of California, Hollywood area, just this last week with Joe Messina, and we did another California interview. I mean, we inundated Northern and Southern California just this week on the airwaves. And I have to tell these people, and I've shared this with you several times, friends, but Obama does have enough common sense. You call him what you will, but he's got enough common sense as to who to go to. And we know that he's emulating dictators, but the older generation doesn't have a clue as to what the problem is, or they just don't want to address the problem. And that's probably what we find more than anything. But even going to the RNC this last year and a half, which is the Republican National Convention, I was going up and down Radio Row trying to awaken the older generation that was dressed up. You know, they were in their 50s, 60s, 70s, in some cases 80 years old, dressed up like they were going to an Elvis concert, and I had to share with them that Elvis died August of 1977. And I'm not saying that to be funny. I'm trying to tell these people this isn't a game. This isn't a party. And I also had to share with these people, if you just go ahead and take a look at what took place in 2008, it was 68% of those between the age demographic of 18 to 33 years old that voted for Barack Hussein Obama. Now, the second time around, friends, I just don't believe that he's there. I don't believe he's got the support. As a matter of fact, I know he doesn't have the support. But what I do say about Barack Hussein Obama, at least he has enough common sense to go to the right people, and that's why he's on a college tour. Now, I've been doing high school assemblies for the last 14 years, and we're going to be doing some more in Georgia in the coming months here, actually in the coming weeks here. But in saying that, we have to understand that dictators, what they do is they always go to the younger generation to only empower them to overthrow the older generation. Case in point, you go to Mao Zedong. He taught the younger generation. It was the Republic of China. Mao Zedong got in there, that dictator, murderer himself. And what he did is he went to the younger generation. He taught them that they were a democracy just like they are today. Every president, the last president to actually acknowledge that we are a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4, was Ronald Reagan. Every president, the Bushes, Clinton, Barack Hussein Obama, they've all inundated the new generation with the fact that we are a democracy when, in fact, friends, we are not a democracy. But this is what dictators do. They've been setting the stage since George Bush Sr. I'm sure it's taken place, and they've been setting the stage a lot longer than that. But the bottom line is in the present, friends, we need to understand what's going on here. That's why he is demoralizing through Common Core. That's why he's demoralizing and trying to play, you know, the level off the playing field through No Child Left Behind. That's why they're trying to throw in the UN Global Initiative called International Baccalaureate, because they want to teach the students on Americanism, and that's exactly what they're doing illegally in this country. So going back to Rob Cunningham and to the older generation, what we see is Rob and his organization willing to confront the issues at hand. But again, I just like to simply say we need not deal with the branches on the tree. We need to lay the axe to the root of the tree, and that is to cut off federal government from violating the laws, namely Article 10 of the Bill of Rights.
And, of course, our fight is not about receiving awards. In fact, this award and this recognition goes to everyone that went with us in the public high schools, but also for those of you who continue to support the Sons of Liberty, you Sons and Daughters of Liberty, for those of you who pray for us, for those of you who give financially to help support us, for those of you who have been with us and seen us doing events, for those of you who have come and seen an event, who support and get our products. This award is for everybody because we're fighting for everybody. So when we go back and we look at this kind of stuff, it's great. It's a neat thing, but it's something that say, listen, our...
It's neat, Meg.
Very neat. But this recognition is not about us. It's about making a lasting impact for generations to come and saying thank you to those of you who have supported the Sons of Liberty. You are making a difference.
Yeah, this is your award.
Exactly.
Because when it was brought to me, just to get real transparent here, Rob had said, Bradley, I don't want this to go unnoticed. And I said, well, Rob, I'm not going to bring accolade into myself nor merit. And I said, if you want to go ahead and throw it out there, that's fine. And then what we did is we got a hold of our friend over at Freedom Outpost, Tim Brown. We just said, hey, Tim, you want to go ahead and take a look at this? Can you do anything with it? And he wrote an article. It turned out great and tons of response.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're doing is we're shifting it back to the team. the ministry team that we've used, and we said, okay, it belongs to them because, again, I am the quarterback, and it also belongs to Rob Cunningham because this is his forte. We're going across the country doing high schools and tea parties and tons of radio interviews all across the country right now. We have documentaries. We have comic books. I mean, we're pretty much the ministry that does it all, and we're not looking for stuff to do, but where we know we're supposed to go, we're looking to do it on the behalf of the anointing that God has placed on the ministry.
Yeah. And if you think about it, we really are. That slogan, it's a literal thing, turning talk radio into do radio. This week we've been out and about, to and fro, in the car. I mean, we've been doing the largest tea party in America for average attendance in Mesa, Arizona. We did that. Radio interviews, we went to go
see. Can I just give the wind down, though? Just kind of show people and express to the people what we've gone through, over the last week. In order.
Okay. Yes. So we get there. We land. Okay. On this Monday.
Yep.
Then we land. Then we drive. We go
in Phoenix, Arizona.
We go right from the airport to our first event in Mesa, Arizona. We hurry up and set everything up. Bradley speaks. So he speaks that night. Does a great presentation. You know, the people, they come out. They love it. They get product. You know, we want you back. That kind of whole thing. Then after the presentation, so after speaking for, you know, 2.5 hours or whatever it was, 2 hours, we drive 5 hours. You drive.
I drove.
But I sit in the back with all the
air
children and like the,
you know,
no
Del
place
Taco,
to lay,
yep,
and sleep and that kind of thing.
And Chase is up in the front keeping me alive by watching some of these replays of bloopers and attitudes during these, what do they call these things?
The talent shows.
Yeah, these talent shows.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that's what kept me alive.
You know, our kids are in the back. We got one of our sons like laying down, sitting up. So we did that. Then we get the next day to where we're going. We're in California.
Los Angeles.
We're in Los Angeles, California. Then we do live radio out of Los Angeles. The following morning, Bradley wakes up at 4:45 a.m. to do a radio interview.
Jesse Lee Peterson. Yep.
So we do that, get that. Then we do live radio again during the afternoon. The next day, we go to visit Ray Comfort. Way of the Master has got an awesome ministry out in Southern California. So we go out and see him. Follow that by doing, you know, another of our, obviously, we do our radio program every day during the afternoon. Then the next day, we get up on the road. We drive back 5 hours from California.
Yep. But what happened, friends, is television, we actually had a cancellation because the individual that we were going to do television with in San Diego actually had to get on a Fox tour, so she had to leave at that particular moment. So we ended up coming back to Mesa, did another tea party.
And another event that night, did a radio interview at a gas station on the way there. Do the event that night. Then the next morning, then we do another event that day, too.
Friends, we're going to come right back after this, and we're going to bring into a consummate.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 square-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Okay, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of Phoenix, Arizona. One more thing that we did on top of our little weekly tour here in, well, in this case, Phoenix, Arizona and California. We went from Arizona to California, back to Arizona. And in the process of that, we were actually invited over during our second tea party to do a Phoenix gun show. And now, what was interesting about that, what was this guy's name?
Steve Cates.
Okay, so we were
right.
50,000 watts coming out of his radio broadcast, which was good. And so we took up the opportunity. But what we noticed when we got into this gun show, the first thing I noticed is these people are the type that will shoot. What was your take on this? I mean,
yeah,
it was pretty bizarre.
Like they're expecting you to prove something to them before they give you the light of day, you know? So I thought it was pretty cool, though. I mean, these are probably the same guys who are all... We weren't too far from, like, the Bundy Ranch deal, so they were all probably up in arms, ready to do something if it
As
if
they're
it comes
busy
down to it.
Trying to demonize and polarize Mr. Bundy over there in Utah, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So they're ready to go. They're up in arms. Whatever they're preparing for, they're prepared.
I'm serious, though, when I say this. I went through there. We were there for about, what, 2.5 hours? And I just didn't see anybody that was just all that friendly. It's like they're a bunch of angry elves.
There are a couple cool veteran guys.
Yeah, a lot of veterans, I noticed that.
Yeah, that's for sure. But you're right. They kind of reminded me of bikers a little bit. Really.
A little bit.
Yeah, they're really tough on the outside, but I bet you they probably have a big heart on the inside.
I hope
maybe,
so.
Maybe. Yeah,
because they look like they were angry, and if my wife wasn't there, I think they would have probably wanted to hurt me. I mean, that was my
She
take.
Bodyguard? Is that how that works?
Pretty bizarre.
I do have to weigh in on the gun show. Yes, different folks. I mean, we do these pink and blue gospel tracks, and I said this one guy's like, "What color is this?" He's like, "I don't know." "What color is this?" He's like, "I don't know." "Well, which one's longer?"
We should have said, "Don't you know anything?"
You know what? I should have. I'm not that quick on the uptake.
Well, you should be.
But he's like, "Which one's longer?" "I don't know." And you did get some cool people, you know, but these guys were like diehard, like rude.
Some of them are.
You know,
I just think they're people that have had enough. And that was the first thing I noticed when I got to this Phoenix gun show and we broadcast out of there, was the fact that these people are just sick and tired of being sick and tired. And this is the sentiment that we're seeing across the boards.
Absolutely.
People are tired of what's going on here. And by the way, friends, again, a side note, you need to realize that this administration is attempting to provoke you to domestic insurrection. There is no getting away from it. You're not going to get an administration doesn't lie to its people over and over and over and over and over again without purposing some sort of a response. So that's what they are doing, is attempting to, or they are purposing on a response from the American people by lying to them. And that's where the American people have to come together, because again, friends, I'm seeing this across the boards. We are winning the day, but people need to shut off their televisions, shut the lies off, come together and realize we're all saying the same things, because for the most part, friends, we are. But going back to Phoenix, Arizona, that was my observation right off the bat. These are the type of people you don't want to push any further.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Hardcore, you know, and you mentioned Mr. Bundy, that he actually had him, Steve Cates, he had him on an interview before you got up there.
Yeah, I didn't hear that.
Interviewing Mr. Bundy out there. And I think that people are definitely to the point where, listen, enough is enough. We've had enough. And these people are definitely diehard. Biker is the right term to describe them. Like, they're a bunch of bikers, you know.
You know, I noticed
hardcore.
A lot of veterans that are willing to fight twice.
Oh, absolutely.
You know,
they
love their country so much, they're willing to get up and do it again.
You know, that's so true, because when we do these tea parties, you know, these veteran guys, they're there. They've already done their part. They've already done their duty. They fought for our country. They've seen what they've seen, and they're ready to do it again. Listen, we have a job to do. The next generation needs to pick the ball up and quit being a bunch of whiners and say, listen, we've got a job to do. You know, sorry, you might have to turn off that TV. Sorry, you might have to miss a baseball game. Sorry, you might have to cut out some of that entertainment to actually fight for your country, like those men and women who have fought. Blood and
it's called gratitude.
Forest. Absolutely. Yeah. But, no, so we did that gun show. We did that with all those people. And now we're here today doing the radio show. And we finally are going to get home at about, well, after midnight tonight.
Lord willing.
Yes.
Folks, blaming God for all the evils of this world is like blaming the sun for all of the darkness. I'll say it again. Blaming God for all the evils in this world is like blaming the sun for all the darkness. In other words, God is blamed for the evil in this world rather than the good that he gave and still gives through Jesus Christ, John 3:16, and that he continues to give through his mercy on a daily basis, Psalm 103. There's a story told of a man in a London airport who decided to purchase some English butter cookies. He opened a small tin, took one out, then placed the tin at his feet. And after waiting for his flight for some time, a middle-aged woman smiled politely and sat next to him. And to his astonishment, without a word of permission, she reached down, took a cookie out of the tin, and ate it. He couldn't believe what this complete stranger had just done. Suspecting that it may be a local custom, he smiled awkwardly and took a second cookie himself. She then took a third. Then she took the very last cookie, looked at him, broke it in half, and offered it to him. The audacity of this woman! Different words such as impudent, rude, brazen, and presumptuous flashed through his mind. As he was about to express his thought, he bent down and he saw that his identical tin of cookies was still at his feet. And in an instant, he realized that he had been the brazen, rude, impudent person. He had been eating the cookies of a complete stranger, and he also realized how her response to his actions had, in truth, Ben, which was very gracious. And when you look at a little deeper at the plight that man has put himself in, you will find that man and sin the man chooses to commit, they're the ones that are responsible for the evil in this world, James 1:12, not God. Man not following the rule of God's government is the very reason evil exists in the world. And by the way, friends, God does not create evil. Man does. He opens the door to it. He subjects himself to disobedience and the will of the enemy, and therefore breeds what? Evil, sin. And then God has to deal with it through judgment. But this is my point. There are so many wars within and without that could simply be prevented if man would subject himself to the meek King of Glory, Matthew 11:28. And yet, because he rebels, wars continue, and man has the audacity to blame, guess who? God, none other than God. Friends, when you go through the Ten Commandments to see the reasons for the evils in this world, for example, number one, thou shalt have no other gods before me, said he. Let me ask you the question, do you serve other gods? because there's none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. His name is Jesus Christ. Number two, thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image, a God that doesn't mind you lying, stealing, cheating, so on and so forth. I want to tell you something, friends. Your God does not exist. You have a false version of the grace of Christ. The grace of God empowers you to overcome through the faith given unto you by the Son of God, not to succumb. Number three, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Friends, do you practice what you preach? Number four, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Question, do you honor God by giving your heart to him and your hand to man? By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. Number six, thou shalt not kill, said God. Are you angry with your brother without a cause? Because Jesus said that is equivalent to murder. Matthew 5. Now what's interesting here is you hear mankind all across the boards blame God for wars. What she said, you shall have no other gods before me. And he said that when other gods come in, there'll be war within the gate. Judges 5:8. Now, when I'm talking about killing, it's interesting how people will come back at the things of God and say, hey, look at the Bible said that you're supposed to kill this person, that person, and this person. Well, first of all, do you understand the circumstance? Because it's an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth and a blow for a blow and a wound for a wound. Okay? If you don't want to pay the fine, then don't commit the crime. Okay? It's just that simple. Let's put it in the context. And you usually hear this from people that advocate the murder of the innocent in the womb. Look at God said, man, kill. No, 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 no. God said, thou shalt not kill, so don't blame him for killing. Number seven, thou shalt not commit adultery. Jesus said, even if you look in Matthew 5 at a woman or a man to lust after him, you've already committed adultery with them in your heart. He said, it's better for you to pluck out one of your eyes and cast it away rather than to offend and end up in hell. And he also said, it's better for you to go to heaven with one eye rather than go to hell with both.
And of course, we should clarify that because Jesus, of course, is not saying pluck out your eye. He's saying that look at how much you value your eye. If you ask anybody, will you sell me one of your eyes for $1 million?
In parallel to your soul.
In parallel to your soul, people will say, well, of course not, because your eyes are so valuable. What he's trying to do there is give you the worth. You know how valuable your eye is, but even your eye, as comparison to your soul, is nothing.
Yeah, but
he's giving you an understanding of eternity with your soul compared to even you just cast out your eye. That's better for you.
Oh, you've
than
heard people say that. He's telling you to chop off your hand.
Exactly.
He's telling you to pluck out your eyes. Bring it forth into context. And also, to he who has ears, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. He's teaching you a lesson. And in this particular case, he's showing you the value of your soul. Number eight is this, thou shalt not steal. Friends, question, have you stole something of great or small value? Number nine, thou shalt not lie. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Question again, have you told a lie before? Folks, what we're talking about here is the fact that men blame God for evil, and blaming God for evil is like blaming the sun for darkness. And I'm putting the question to you. And if you're guilty of the things that I'm asking you question to, then therein lies the evil. I got one more to go. Number 10 is, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, or his ass, nor anything, his donkey, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Now, friends, have you lusted after something that doesn't belong to you? Now, if you're guilty of any of the things that I've asked you, therein lies the guilt. Therein lies the door that's open to bring forth evil into this world. We're not to blame God, we're to blame ourselves. Now, remember what our founder, Noah Webster, Webster's Dictionary, 1828, you know, the man that taught millions to read and not one to sin. Listen to what he said. He said, all of the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. Now, if you've despised or neglected God's holy law and his precepts contained in the Bible, again, therein lies the evil that prevails. Now, I got one more point to make right when we come back after this break. We're broadcasting live out of Phoenix, Arizona. You got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Brian Fisher. I'm the host of the Focal Point Radio program on the American Family Radio Talk Network. And Bradley, I just want to thank you for inviting me to be a guest on your program. I want to thank you for being a guest on my program. You're fighting a good fight. You're fighting for liberty and for truth. Keep it up, my friend, and God bless you.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, again broadcasting live out of Phoenix, Arizona. What I'm talking about today is blaming God for all the evils in this world is like blaming the sons for all of the darkness. It's a response to those who blame God for evil, when in fact, friends, you'll find those that blame God for evil are those that are actually committing the crime of violating God's moral law and what he told you not to do in the first place. And then when man commits the crime, he wants to blame God for what he's guilty of. And I want to say this, before blaming a merciful God for the darkness that man is responsible for, we might want to take a step back and realize that it was God the Father that gave his only begotten Son to die on the cross for man's violation towards God's holy law, John 3:16, in order to establish the light. Just saying.
Right.
Putting it into perspective.
Yeah, when you go through those commandments, we can say, well, listen, Christianity is responsible for this and that. Well, it goes back to, if we'd all just obey God's commands and God's law, what a utopia it would be. What an actual paradise it would be. That's what John Adams said, basically. If you go back and you say, this is what Scripture says, we have problems in this world because we break those commandments. People steal. People lie. People commit adultery. People dishonor their parents. People have other gods in front of God. When you go in front of those commandments and you say, listen, that's what's causing, you know, the world to be in chaos. It's interesting to note, you know, we've done all these high school assembly programs. I remember after having one of our sons, I was sitting in the locker room, and I noticed that all these lockers have locks on them. Mm-hmm. I thought, man, if we would just obey the commandment, thou shalt not steal, we wouldn't have to worry about putting locks on everything.
But wait a second. But when you're giving this message, it's really a message of responsibility.
Of course.
And I noticed that in the book of Deuteronomy, which I'm reading right now, God said, take heed, take heed, take heed. Jesus said, take heed, take heed, take heed. To who? Thyself, thyself, thyself. And what do we see across the boards? Man not willing to take heed, namely in this country. And it amazes me how many people want to blame everybody else
yes.
but themselves. And how are you to change anything until you first are converted yourself?
Yeah, I was going to bring that up when you were talking, too. That's another thought I had is, you know, people say, well, what about so-and-so? You know, if you're driving down the highway and you get pulled over for speeding, you can't say, well, listen, cop. I mean, did you see the guy?
No, they call them pigs.
Listen, dude. Didn't you see that the guy right next to me was going like 85? I was only going 80. I mean, did you see that Lamborghini?
Yeah.
He was going way faster than I was. Listen, when you stand before God, you're not going to be able to say, well, Lord, I mean, Joe and Sally were a lot worse than I was. And did you see what Tony did last week and blah, blah, blah? No. Every man shall give an account of himself before God. You're not going to stand there in front of the Lord with you and your best friend or you and so-and-so. It's you. You have to give an account for every idle word that you speak, every thought that you think. We shall all give
your
an account
works.
On the day of judgment.
Yeah.
And so when you see this, if we really believe that there was a future judgment day, we really believe what the Bible says, everyone would live their lives differently and accordingly. And this is something I like to add, too, and we do this in the schools, is if you knew today that you only had 1 week of your life left to live, what would you be doing differently? And the things that you would be doing differently are the things that you should put into practice right now, because you say, oh, if I only had a week left, I'd get right with so-and-so, I'd forgive so-and-so, I'd spend more time doing this, I would be definitely, you know, reading my Bible, I'd be doing all those things that you say, if I only had a week left to live, boy, I'd certainly shape up. Well, listen, you need to shape up now because you're not promised tomorrow.
Which could be the wrong motive in the first place. It's like when an airplane goes down, all of a sudden everybody wants to start praying
yeah, exactly.
to the Lord. And it's like, wait a second, where was the Lord before the plane was going to go down?
Right, and exactly, that's a good point. My point in that, I guess, is in saying this is, when you know you only have a short amount of time left, you start to reflect on what's important
yep.
and what's not important. And so when you go and you say, boy, what, that would really cause me to weigh things differently, that kind of mindset should be in your mind and your heart at all times, not just when you think, oh, what if time was short? Because time
that
is short.
That is the fear of the Lord.
Exactly.
Yes.
The beginning of wisdom. And of course, why do we obey the Lord? Why do we follow his commands? Because we see what Christ did for us on the cross. You know, we recently celebrated Happy Resurrection Day.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, even driving out here, when we've been out and about, we've been seeing a lot of crosses on top of mountaintops, which has been very cool. But if we really believe that the Lord bled and died on Calvary and rose again on the third day, and we really followed his precepts, every one of us would live our lives according to what we really believe, if we really believed it. Now, we run into a lot of quote-unquote believers who don't believe, but we need to know that, listen, we follow God's commands. Our motives are a heart of love because we see the sacrifice, not because we fear hell, not because of this. Although we understand that it's there, we understand that each one of us has to give an account before God one day, and our motivation should be love because we see our sin before God and what Christ did on the cross to save us sinners.
Amen.
That's the bottom line.
Yes.
Absolutely. And so for those of you, and this week has been a crazy week, you know, I forgot to add too as well that we were also with Ted from GCM. We went and
oh, yeah.
stopped by the Longevity and took some photos down there real quick. So with Ted Anderson. So it's been a fun week, but it's been a very busy week. Some people might say, wow, you know, it's a very glamorous life traveling everywhere. Yeah.
Not at all.
That, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning shoved in a car with, you know, all these different people. That's very glamorous. But we do it because we know there's a job to be done. And for those of you who say, listen, I want to support what you guys are doing, some of you maybe this week have seen us at an event. Now you're tuning into the radio program and saying, yeah, it was great to see you there. How about supporting us on a monthly basis? That's why we have our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program. And what that is you give what you can every month. For some people, that's $5 a month. For some people, it's $500 a month. A monthly basis to support what we're doing. It's kind of our foundation that we can catapult from. You can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And you can go to the very bottom, become a son or daughter of liberty. As you scroll down, you'll see it there. Or if you'd just like to make a one-time donation, there's a donate button. It's got the stars and stripes on there. It says donate. Click on that. Make a donation. Do what you can. We are definitely turning talk radio into do radio because it's so important to make sure that our posterity has a hope and has a future. And I also want to highlight real quick, our product of the week this week is the My War documentary series, Bradley's Part 1. Now, when we do our events, what I like to tell people is what Bradley's presentation is typically Part 1 of the documentary series. So for those of you who are thinking, well, what would an event with Bradley Dean look like? What would be the content that he would be talking about? What would we be hitting? This is a
great guy, 6'5", long hair, studly.
Right, and the content, of
course.
Well,
that's what my wife told me.
Exactly.
Anyways.
Now, and what you can do is if you order this, it's a $20 donation, but of course, monthly sponsors, Sons and Daughters of Liberty, get 25% off. You can call 1-866-233-0747. Again, that's 1-866-233-0747. Or you can go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com. Check it out and see what's going on. Go ahead and get that DVD. It's part one of our five-part series. But what's great about it is if you're thinking about having Bradley come in for an event, you can view and see what's going on with it, and that way you can go ahead and purchase it ahead of time. It'll be great.
Really quick, food for thought. We got about a minute and a half left here. Folks, when you go to church on a weekly basis, how often does the preacher preach on the blood of Jesus Christ? Because without sacrifice, listen, you ain't even going to have spiders in that church.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are, there's no power in that church. Did you know that the blood is spoken of over 444 times in the King James Version, Old and New Testament, folks? In the natural, you are a blood-bought people in America. Go to Arlington Cemetery, Veteran Memorial. We are a blood-bought people, both in the natural and in the spiritual. But again, I want to lay it to your candor. How many times have you heard the preacher talk about the blood of Jesus Christ? In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, is found in 1 Corinthians 1:14. And again, I just want to remind you, if your preacher is not talking about the blood and the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, which covers the sins and the propitiation of the sins of mankind, you best find a different church, because he has no idea of what we're talking about. What we're talking about on the Sons of Liberty continuously sounds like Chinese to him, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Or Japanese, or a foreign language in which he doesn't understand. And before we end this show, I just want to simply say this. He who fears the face of God does not fear the face of man, but he who fears the face of man does not fear the face of God, said Dietrich Bonhoeffer. And listen to what he said after that. He said, silence in the face of evil is evil itself, because God will not hold us guiltless, because not to speak is to speak, and not to act is to act.
That's right.
I love it.
And if you look at that man, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, and what he stood for, he stood up in the face of many who stood down. What a hero that
is. To the face of Hitler.
Exactly. Yeah. He stood up, but he did not go along. You know, a lot of those, you know, people that went with the Germany and the Nazis in those days, they just kind of went along with everything. And what we did here was we made sure that we did not go along with it. Dietrich Bonhoeffer was the man who stood up in the face of Hitler, and he made a difference because he stood. We need more Dietrich Bonhoeffers here today.
Matter of fact, I think this week we're going to be pulling some of our friends up on the radio with us from the Black Regiment. Yes, we have some today. The unsung heroes of the Revolutionary War were the Black Regiment. They were the preachers of the day. They were called the Black Regiment by the tyrant King George, because he feared the preachers more than he did anybody else. Now, we spend a lot of time on the forefathers. We spend much time on giving them praise and heaping praise upon them, which, you know what, in fact, is be far from me if not to give to that which is due to them. But the point, I think, that I'm trying to make here, friends, more than anything, is the fact that, did you know about the Black Regiment? Because the Black Regiment are the guys that used to call it for what it was. They would go to the colonies and warn the people and wake up the colonies, known as the Sons of Liberty as well. But they went hand in glove with our forefathers. They were called the Black Regiment. I want to talk a little bit about those guys this week. We'll get some guys up on the radio with us sometime this week. Outside of that, friends, broadcasting live from Phoenix, Arizona, you got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We will, Lord willing, talk to you in 23 hours. See ya.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build a million-dollar tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. left, we even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.